This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller number 97 at 800-400-3697. And you will instantly win a pair of tickets to see Camila Cabello at the Chase Center. August 5th, 2020. Chase Center, San Francisco. It's going to be amazing. Boy, Anthony, you got the phones all morning, huh?
He's lucky like that.
Yeah. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Your chances to win are at 9 o'clock every day this week, plus noon, 3 and 5. Camila Cabello. We're Cabello Central over here at Alice. Got them all week.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number that you would be calling if you're trying to win the ticket. But you can just enter that into your text area and then send us your comments, your compliments.
Yes.
Whatever.
Oh, those are much welcomed.
By the way, there's more rain expected. We're seeing, oh no, the blue's gone here at our window.
No, I got it. It's all blue right here.
Yeah. 100% chance of rain, though, later today.
Oh,
so it's coming.
Yay.
And then there's a
Enjoy.
Break. It looks like a break on Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. And then more rain into next week. And into it looks like we'll have rain on Christmas.
Oh, really?
Depending on where you're at,
I guess. I don't know how it'll be in Florida.
Not going to have rain.
No.
You're going to be in heaven.
No. I'm sure it's in the 60s, 50s and 60s. That won't be heaven.
What's the matter with that? 60s.
Yeah,
come on.
Sure, it's great.
It's practically summer.
Practically.
All right, here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. If you have to change your toilets to keep people from taking long breaks, your company has bigger issues. Love you guys. I don't know. I think that all companies deal with wasted time. All
There's no question.
Companies deal with it in different forms. Some cases, it's, I got all my Amazon shopping done for Christmas at work today.
Yeah. Took like 3 hours. Perfect. Got it all done. Now I can get back to watching stuff on YouTube.
That toilet is freaking ridiculous.
Right.
Why don't the company stop cramming employees shoulder to shoulder in the open offices? Jeez. Yeah. We're expected to work 10 to 12 hours and we go to the bathroom because there's nowhere in the office to go for a second alone. That is a trip. I know in the years that I've known my wife and watched her work at different places, one of the places it was all open. Big, giant, long desks and all open.
Yeah,
and
you sat down
on
wherever
side
and
across from
with their
each
laptop
other,
set up.
Yep.
Trying to work and also trying not to keep other people from working because you're talking about something entirely different than they are. Mm-hmm. Weird. That's what you came up with? Tech? That's your big contribution to workplace
winning?
The
community workplace.
Yuck.
Well, when you think about it, in the olden days, you needed a desk because you had a phone and an immovable terminal that you had to, you know. And now you can go wherever you want. You've got your phone in your pocket and you got your laptop on your lap.
Yeah, but if you do,
you're fine sitting cross-legged on the floor.
If you do any looking at human behavior, people like their own space.
They do.
They just do. They want to, whether they put a little picture up, they want a little bit, something to call their own.
Sure.
My paperweight that I got on vacation.
You come walking in and someone's constantly in the seat you like to call yours. You're like, you mother, what the?
I find another seat.
All right, I'm going to sit over here now. Everyone, I sit here now. Next day.
Bill's in that seat.
What the hell?
Damn that guy.
We like our routines. We like that, I think.
We
it's
do.
Human
sure.
behavior. It's normal.
Well, it is. We're proprietary. This is where I sit. This is where the chair I fart into. I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, whatever.
That's your thing?
Especially like if you got up to like run to the break room or something and you left your stuff there and then like someone had mushed it over to the side and sat down on your stuff, I'd be like, oh, this is where I sit. Okay, let me just grab my stuff and find another seat.
A lot of people wrote in contronyms or their guesses at them. Help, Is it contronym?
You got to put the, because it's supposed to have two exact opposite meanings, right?
Right. Where?
Like
that
W-E-A-R?
I'm wearing some. Oh, no, I guess maybe it's not.
It means two different things, but it's not. They're not the opposites of each
right.
other.
Right. Because
I thought bolt was pretty good, like to lock something down or to run away.
Right.
That is good.
Bolt was on the list. To secure or flee.
Right.
Contronyms. Run, date, cool, tie.
Tie. Well, they have different. How is the tie the opposite?
I'm not here to help.
But thank
help
you for
with that.
Thank
but
you
lots
for
lots of
texting
people
those
guessed.
In. What was the original?
Trash. To trash something or taking out the trash.
Mm-hmm. Original was dust.
Dust. Dust is a perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
Because to dust something is the act of actually removing the dust. It's the opposite.
Road. I rode a bike. I'm on the road.
No,
you rode.
Just
not.
It's got to be spelled the same way. It's the same word.
Yeah. Mixed up there.
I think, are they called homonyms if they're... I'm getting a thumbs up from Vaughn.
Vaughn
knows. Vaughn. Of course, Vaughn knows his language.
Well, and also, Vaughn was the last one in school.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Season 40 of Survivor is rumored to be the all-winner season. How amazing will that be?
Pretty amazing.
Will it?
I think so.
All winners.
Yeah. They all got there somehow, and no one wants to be first out of that one. The biggest loser on the all-winner season? Except for you.
Well, the one thing that does create, because when they put some winners in or some past players in with new people, they go, oh, we got to get rid of the person who's been here before.
But
or that
all
person
winners
doesn't
might
need
be
them.
Kinda...
Right. Well, that now no one's singled out.
Right.
There's no like, oh, that person.
And they have plenty of them to choose from. Somebody won every single one of those seasons.
My daughter just came out of her room and said, Vinny keeps saying my name. Her name is Shannon.
Oh, Shannon.
Shannon!
Hey, Shannon. Good job.
What? What did you just say?
That's what we call it. That was the horse's nickname. My dad would call the horse the Gooch.
The Gooch?
That's just Gooch.
What does it mean to him? Because we used to use Gooch as a term for your girlfriend.
Yeah, no. I learned that from you many years ago. We actually had a friend, Churchill, who was Chooch and then Gooch. And that was after I had a horse.
That's the old guy that you guys didn't really like, right?
No. What?
Who was the old guy that hung around?
Oh, Manny.
Manny is the guy.
You don't know. He's like, oh, man, you're right. We don't. Give us more of your drugs, old dude who let us party in your garage when we have no place else to go. Manny. He was a nice guy.
My husband uses one to run his Christmas light show on our house.
Oh, this is the Raspberry Pi.
The Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, to me it seemed like who would ever know what to do with that?
People do, I guess.
Apparently so.
Lifestyle coaches also help people figure out what to do with their lives, discover their true passions, what career to pursue, how to have a better balance in your life. We looked it up because what was that lady's? Why did she make the news?
She won the Hallmark contest to get, you'd win $1,000 if you watched all 24 movies over the course of 12 days.
And her job title was life coach. And when I looked it up, the most famous life coach is Tony Robbins.
Right.
Everyone.
She was a lifestyle coach. I don't know if there's any difference between those two.
It's the same.
Hmm.
But I don't know if she teaches you how to walk on hot coals or not, but Tony Robbins is famous for the hot coal walk.
Sure.
You could do this without burning your feet.
Mind over matter.
Right.
I don't know if I could do that. I know the whole time I'd be like, oh, it's going to burn me, and then it would.
Mm-hmm. I just don't have any interest in it. I don't know why we would find ourselves.
Yeah, because I'd be taking a chance on burning my feet. No thanks. Hot coals.
The Mandalorian is basically a Western. Jon Favreau is an excellent storyteller. Vin, you will love it.
It's gotten, I have to say, I'm 5 or 6 episodes in, however many are on. It's getting cheesy. But I do love Baby Yoda so much. A little cheesy. Even
really?
The music's a little cheesy. I'm like, I don't know. The first few episodes, though, I was a freak for it. Couldn't wait.
Then they make a big thing called tube and patch kits for when you get a flat tire on your bicycle. Then you won't have to call your mommy.
Oh.
I'm aware of that. I prefer, if possible, to not repair a bike tire on the side of the road. And in this case, the missus was near enough because I'd ridden uphill. I didn't get that far. I was close enough to home and tired enough that I was like, I could really use a lift.
Come and get me.
I don't want to do this right here. I locked my keys in my car and was able to call AAA from my Apple Watch. Yeah, these things are a trip. You'll find yourself using it.
Yeah.
And being like,
oh, thank goodness I have it.
Watch, I turned all those circles like 4 times.
Yeah, and that never happened to me.
Yeah, it did.
I was lucky if I turned them once. Sometimes I didn't even get up the 12 times in a day.
415 says, saw Yuzi at Grill House yesterday. Was too starstruck to say hi.
Yeah, Yuzi.
Seen her there a few times, though.
Yeah,
is that
there,
one of your...
It's by my house.
Oh.
I was there with John yesterday.
Oh. What'd you have to eat?
I had a taco with pork. Oh.
So what happens? You go to the Grill House, and then do you guys go home and get reacquainted as a couple? Did he get some yesterday?
He did not. Nope. I went up to the bed and took a nap, and he took a nap on the couch.
Oh, separate naps?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Because he likes to fall asleep to news.
And you like to fall asleep to the Real Housewives.
Right.
Hey. We all got our things.
And neither of you thought, you know what we should do?
No.
Wow. That's too bad. Marriage, everyone.
We're all old people now.
Tired.
Yeah.
And yesterday was Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. Tuesdays are just... I'm so tired on Tuesdays. Didn't get any sleep Sunday. And then Monday's kind of weird. Yeah. Just Tuesdays, I find myself taking a nap.
Tuesday is the day I count on to get a good night. So my best night's sleep is always Tuesday. So I would not take a nap on a Tuesday because I don't want to screw up anything for that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got in bed at 7 o'clock last night. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even get out of the ocean until 4:45. So I crammed in the cleanup, the dinner, and the get to bed in...
Less than 2 hours.
I ran. Once I got the gear done, I ran upstairs and showered before I even came down and saw my family and was like, I'm ready now. What are we doing? We're eating? Let's do this.
Great.
Right.
Bye. You were done in 1 minute,
well,
not in bed.
Went and did the dishes, and then I was out of there. Let's see here. Oh, my God. I can't stop laughing at Sarah and the horse. Bryn, you're a genius.
Oh, I'm crying over here. How do you do it?
408. That was brilliant, Bryn. Sarah and the horse.
Oh, yeah.
408. Bryn is killing it today. Yeah. Oh. I can't stop laughing. Sarah's deadpan look into the camera was priceless.
What are you talking about?
Bryn for the win, says 408. Oh, Bryn, you
it's right
slay.
There in your name,
official
buddy.
Hump day sounder. Sarah riding her horse.
Oh, great. We're going to do it again.
I think I could listen to Sarah on the horse sound all day long.
Too bad we're out of time then, isn't it?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I, for one, cannot wait for Survivor tonight.
Woo!
Oh, my God. It's been quite the season.
Who's the winner?
I hope Janet, but I can't imagine.
Well, who do you... Okay, so then... I think Janet's going to win. Who do you think will win? If you can't imagine her winning, who can
you
imagine?
Well, actually, with Dan out, the Dean is, you know, after his visit to the Island of the Idols, he did sort of turn his game around a little bit.
A little bit, but Tommy
guy was like, huh?
For an argument, I think Janet would say, I took my whole game and flushed it to protect the honor of the women that I was here at camp with.
Mm. I'd love to see her win.
That is something.
I would love to see her win.
We can talk about whether you lied or whatever, but I didn't lie. I actually went for honor. She's got an argument to make, whether she can make it or not, I don't know.
And that's what it comes down to, you know? Sometimes someone played a great game and can't spit out a sentence in defense of themselves.
Right.
Like, sometimes you're just like, oh, if you would just say this. And someone's yelling at him about something. You just say, it is a game. And I did what I had to do to get to this point.
Right. But in her case, she actually had to cross. That guy was her.
Was her cohort. Was her alliance member.
Alliance member was what I was. Yeah, they were in an alliance. And she had to throw her game out to protect those
she
other people.
She was ready to
in
get rid
mind,
of him.
In her mind anyway, whether or not you see it that way, that'd be my argument.
Yeah. And then continued on with the game. And I think she played an idol at the right time. No. I'm thinking of, I think Karishma played one at the right time.
I don't know, but I.
Anyway, I like her for the win as well. I think she's great. And she's the only one I would want to see win at this point.
I love, the one thing I liked about Dean is when they, I love the way, like they'll go, and Dean with his hair, and then they go show a montage of him.
Just constantly running his hand through his hair.
And I'm like, man, he's going to see that and hopefully change that. Yeah. That is...
Strap his arm to his side. It's one of those things. Sometimes people have a tic and they constantly do it.
Dudes with long hair sometimes get it where they're constantly flipping their hair and you go, dude, you got to get that under control. You look like an idiot with this.
Right. It looks like you're doing a neck snap.
What's wrong with you? Pay attention to yourself for
a
second.
Stop it already. Well, it ends tonight. And then you don't have to hear about it again until February 12th. Use that.
Yay.
I don't care.
I saved you some paper clips.
Oh, you're awesome.
Oh, look, a little pile of paper clips.
Thanks.
Well, we have staplers now.
Yeah, we got our
three
staplers that we ordered.
She came in here yesterday and goes, please tell me you didn't throw away. I'm like, no, it's recycling right there. She goes... I need all those paper clips. Well,
there they are.
Oh, good. I'll go through your trash. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, who knew? I don't know. I never know what we're up to around here.
I would just never even consider throwing away any paper clip because you just use them again, right?
They're not used up after one use. It's true.
Yeah. Unless they're bent out of shape.
So how was it going through the trash?
It was amazing. I'm always fortunate when there's no spit in there. So thank you for not spitting.
I think it's time to go. We'll see you back here tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Go Tekashi 6ix9ine. Only get 10 years,
buddy. I was reading a little bit about it. He's up at the judge right now. He's reading a letter apologizing. He's not a bad person, just makes bad decisions.
Oh, great. Let him out so he can make some more of those.
Interesting. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.